The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, Dorking Wanderers' own. You're one of their own.
This has got to stop.
You're one of their own.
I feel like before this gets out of hand, this has got to stop.
Well, it just, you know, you brought it up. You said you were a big fan of theirs.
I admire what they do. Is that the same?
Similar, isn't it?
I watch the YouTube series.
You love it, don't you?
I think it's very good, actually.
You love it, yeah. You love Dorking Wanderers. Now they're probably safe.
They are safe. I'd say.
You'd say they are safe. Well, they're on 40. They've had three wins in a row.
I don't think they can be caught.
That's what you need, three wins in a row, isn't it? At the exact right time of the season.
Yes.
To get those three wins. Bang!
Are we back on board? Team Talky?
I've always been on board, John.
Yeah.
You and I think no one's doing it on purpose. No one's been doing it on purpose. There's been a lot of bad luck. I think we've hit a run of good luck. The good luck started, I'll tell you when it was. We were at Boreham Wood away. You weren't there. That wasn't the good luck.
Sounded like it.
It was really good
fun.
I
really missed out on that.
It was a really good night. I don't want to talk about it too much, John, but it was the best Talk United night I've had in absolutely ages.
I get the picture. That's all right.
It's nothing to do with you not being there.
Yeah.
But it was really good fun to have people there. You've been banging on about Talk United 2 for ages and National League football 2 for ages.
Yeah.
And we stood on the terrace. And it was like a really sort of nice evening with the lights on, and we scored, and there was good badinage. Any terrible banter got sort of shut down quickly.
Yeah.
And we won the game. And it was like funny.
Mm.
A new chant got written by Paul Hawksby.
Yes.
It was a great night out, and it made me go, do you know what? This is why we do it. This is why we do it. So, I'm sorry you weren't there for that.
I was in Porto. It was 20 degrees there and it was sunny, so he's the real winner.
Where would you rather have been,
John? I was eating a pastel
Donata. Do you like pastel Donata?
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Bon dia.
Bon dia. Muto vento.
Proxima Vaja.
It was really good. And the good vibes. This is when the tide turned, John.
Yes.
There's a moment in the first half when I thought, the tide has turned.
But you're holding on. Yeah.
Dean Moxey, 100% Stonewall penalty. Handball.
Oh, okay, right.
100%.
Yes.
Any other game this season would have been absolutely given. After about 20 minutes, definite handball, not given.
Yeah.
I said, the tide has turned!
It's always good when that happens. I remember that happened at Southend, the game when we went up. Ruben Hazel, absolutely Stonewall penalty. Yeah. Play on. Referees waved it away.
Yes. The tide has turned! It's going to happen because it's been against us all season.
It does feel like we've been...
And that is giving me the confidence. I was not surprised Saturday that we won that game.
No.
Not surprised.
No.
Also, the team looked so good. They looked so good. I mean, not perfect, but the best we've looked all season by an absolute country mile.
Aldershot, we're coming for you.
I think we are. They were crap. I went to see them. They were absolutely crap. And they've absolutely vanakarma'd themselves.
Quite amazing, isn't it?
The vanakarma for them is bad.
No, because they've taken the Kings Lynn manager, haven't they?
Without asking them
to replace the manager they've sacked. What does Lynn King make of all this?
Well, one of the most popular characters from one of the most popular guests we have on the National
Maybe we
Obsession.
Should quickly check in with Lynn King.
We will check in with Maha. Come on, you Linux!
Just finding the voice again.
Hello, my dad. Come on, you Linux. I'm Lynn King from LinkedIn.
Basically done it.
And where was she? There was the third one.
I found me on LinkedIn.
I'm Lynn King from Kings Lynn. And I found all my friends
on
LinkedIn.
Come
on, you Linnets. That's it. That's the character. That's what she thinks.
Well, I'll ask what she thinks anyway. They've nicked him, haven't they? Tommy Widdrington.
The Vanakarma will not like that.
Vanaramus.
We're going to hear from the... what's it called?
Oh, the National League Robot.
National League Robot. Later on, we got it fixed again. We pulled some money back into it. It's got it fixed in time for Easter.
I'd heard it been catched. It has been resurrected in time for Easter.
Exactly.
Which is quite nice,
which
isn't
is
it?
Nice. I wonder if it's going to have I've had a religious come to Jesus moment.
I imagine that will be the basis of the whole bit, won't it?
Who knows? We don't know where the robot is.
Last Supper and all that, yeah.
I'm really full of belief about the Gulls, although terrible result, York Barnet last night. That's done
not
us in
ideal,
with
wasn't
reeling
it?
York
yeah.
in.
But look, do you know what? It's out of our hands anyway. All you can do is keep winning.
If we win Friday, Monday, which we could, very easily could.
Yeah.
Easily could. I think we beat York. And then after that, it's anyone's. If we win the next three, which is a real possibility.
Eastleigh, Maidenhead.
It is up for grabs.
York, is that the third?
Up yeah. for grabs. Is that you trying to remember how you draw a rainbow?
Red, yeah.
Gave battle in vain. Eastleigh, Maidenhead, York.
Down and yeah, my very easy, yeah.
And lovely to see everyone on the terrace. It was a great night, John. You missed out on a superb night. Everyone was asking about you.
Were they?
Where's John? I said he doesn't support that. A lot of people say, where's John? Dorking, is he?
I know. This is what I don't like.
This is the thing, John.
It's taking off.
You've done it on yourself.
I was
yourself.
Eating pastel de nata's, thank you very much.
You've done it.
I wasn't in
Who's
Dorking.
He play for?
Yeah, we decided I'll have pastel de nata.
Pastel de nata's.
Get up to speed.
He's joined
a
us
bit.
Till the end of the season.
End of the season.
Can I talkify him?
Once he stops eating the custard tarts, we'll get a few performances out of him.
Pastel de nata on loan from QPR.
Yeah, the Portuguese lad de nata.
Portuguese lads coming, pastel de nata. We're going to toughen him up.
We'll Johnsonify him, Downsify him, Talkify him.
You know, and then getting playing the talky way. What's that? Letting goals in the 89th minute. Did you see Nelson Iziguan?
Yes, he's gone. He's gone. It did remind me, in fact, it's one of my favourite little jokes.
Yes,
is he
Gwan?
No, he's still here.
He's Gwan. He's at Tiverton.
He's Gwan to Tiverton.
We enjoy it, John. At least we enjoy it. Oh dear, have we done the podcast now?
No. Come on,
let's do the podcast. Let's come on. What's coming up? Well, it's never going. We're not going to get better than that. Pastel de nata.
I feel like we should probably stop. National League news on the way. Sorry, got to compose myself. So yeah, National League news.
Yeah.
The National League robot, we've already mentioned
yes.
that, has been rebuilt for Easter, so he's back.
That's nice, isn't it?
We've got John Pemberton, I believe.
All right.
And Ivor Dooney together at last.
Yeah.
Because they were they jointly responsible for the Cornish spaceport?
I think so, the Richard Branson spaceport.
Which basically had one mission. It blew up about 100 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And now it's been...
It didn't blow up. It couldn't get high enough to release the space
yeah.
rocket.
It failed, didn't it?
Failed. So what they basically invented was a plane that couldn't go
it's
very high.
A Boeing 747 with a little bit of
typical
to it.
Cornwall. Didn't want to leave Cornish
and now the
airspace.
Spaceport's been this Cornish spaceport has been shut down, isn't it?
Oh my! Well, I've just thought of a best line for that, John.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so clever sometimes. What they did wrong was put in the dream before the plan.
There we go.
Wow! What a joke that is, John. What a joke.
Very nice.
What a joke! Why didn't I tweet that at the time?
Still, I could
what an
out,
amazing
yeah.
joke.
Yeah. Dream
I mean,
before the plan.
It would get you booed off stage. But just to say it at the time, people would go, whoa. I'm going to tweet that later on, see how we go on. Four likes that'll get or something?
I think I did Helston, We Have a Problem. That was,
well,
my,
that was nice,
that
John,
went down
wasn't it?
Quite well.
Come on, let's move on.
Come
because,
on.
You know, I've got my Carol and Alan are turning up at my house. So I need to...
They like the podcast.
To be honest, we peak laughed early last week with something very funny last
yeah.
week.
Oh, well.
There we are.
Right, well, let's do some National League news then.
Yes, please.
It was. This is going back to Saturday. Of course, Bromley 4, Solihull Moors 0.
Yes.
What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
It's all a dead rubber for Solihull.
They've given up.
They've lost their best players. They're probably just planning for next season now.
Yeah. Will Neil Ardley be there, though? That's
no.
the question.
They blew it. They had their chance. They're like us. They had their chance.
That's it.
They need to look out for relegation next season.
Ooh, yeah. You never know.
I hope they go down. Anyway.
I don't know.
We don't need them in the league, do we?
You don't want them in the league.
No.
Dagenham nil, Dorking 2.
Too much. Why? Makes our result against Dagenham so annoying.
Annoying. Makes our whole season. It makes
our whole season
whole
is
season.
So annoying. So many teams are such shit. And we should have absolutely pummeled them.
How are we almost 10 points behind Dorking?
Oh, God. Because we've had... we've had 10...
To Dorking.
10, at least, annoying results.
Yeah.
Maidstone away. Oh, my God.
Dorking, 2-1 up.
Oh, God.
Southend, 1-0 up.
Oh,
Dagenham 1-0 up. Bromley 1-0
John,
up.
We should have thrashed Aldershot. They were so rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, such an annoying... Anyway, look, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. But yeah, Dagenham just absolutely all over the place, aren't they? Really bizarre team. So who knows if they'll get into the playoffs? Probably not now. Probably too much to do.
Yeah.
But Dorking, you'd have to say probably safe.
I think they're safe. Well, they're on 46, 47?
47.
Yeah, that's enough, isn't it?
3 wins in a row.
They'll pick up 3 or 4 points from somewhere else, and that's that, isn't it?
I think they're fine. Maidenhead nil, Chesterfield nil, which is a very Maidenhead result.
That's a real
Couldn't
equation.
Couldn't have predicted that in a million years.
The equation
would never have said nil nil.
Never. You know, the equation rarely predicts a nil nil.
When did Maidenhead ever draw nil nil?
Yeah,
never. And Chesterfield again. It's
such an odd
time.
Have they even
been there this season? I couldn't tell you.
It's management, isn't it?
The teams in the
playoffs now. Unless you're going for that third spot, it's just like stay in the playoffs, stay in the playoffs.
But yeah, and also we found out, you know, finish as high as you can.
It's very important. Well, no one's going to want Notts County in the first game, are they? So
no, also that.
You know, or Wrexham, of course. I'm saying Notts County like that's a foregone
fait accompli.
Foregone conclusion.
Maidstone nil, Borehamwood 4. So Maidenhead are Maidstone are the first team to leave
relegation
us this season.
Probably be playing them next season. Maybe.
Probably.
We'll find it. We get to go to Maidstone away in that horrible pub on the corner
that
again.
Weird,
John. What
spooky
was that?
Pub.
What, was it even a real?
You go back there now and it wouldn't be there. There's never been a pub here.
Never been a pub here.
No,
it was
what
weird.
Pub?
No one else went there. Only me and you went to that pub.
It was so weird. It was the weirdest pub
I've
ever been to.
Sort of pub that would be shut on a Saturday night.
Yeah. But obviously a big win for Boreham Wood, bouncing back from there, thumping at the hands of the goals.
They did, got thrashed.
Thrashed by the goals.
They didn't look, they just play such ugly football.
They're not a nice team, are they? But they are, you'd probably say, safely in the playoffs, although nothing's ever certain. Scunthorpe nil, Torquay 1.
Boosh. Boosh. Absolutely loving it, John.
Beautiful.
Absolutely loving. I mean, it's Asa Hall, it's Dorset. We've got a midfield is basically what's happened.
When Asa plays,
we've suddenly
we
got
are
a midfield.
A lot
Asa Hall, Frank Newblay is dropping back at, you know, playing everywhere. Dawson has been really good
Sounds
since
like
come
he's been
in.
Quite good, yeah.
And Kieran Evans, you know, having solid people next to him obviously makes such a difference. And then Collins and Jarvis up front. Great goal from Collins. Great ball from Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know, Newblay causing trouble. Jarvis plays a lovely ball through. Collins,
good celebration.
Great first touch. Bang.
Playing the corner flag like a
corner
guitar.
Corner flag stuff. We'd have seen more of that this season. Oh, if we'd only had a midfield all season.
I know.
You know, there we are.
Wealdstone Aldershot was postponed. Waterlogged pitch.
Yeah, felt a bit cheaty, that.
Bit cheaty.
Yeah.
Wrexham 5, Oldham 1.
Yeah, so, apparently had three
thrashing.
Goals disallowed as well.
A thrashing.
Absolutely.
For Wrexham. Paul Mullin, a hat-trick.
Yeah.
And yeah, all happened.
37 goals in the season for Mullin.
You see, the Wrexham fans, the tickets went on sale for the Torquay game at the end of the season this week. They weren't happy with how many tickets they'd been allocated.
What did they think they were going to get? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll let you just come down.
Some seem to suggest that we should move the game to Ashton Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's definitely some kind of precedent for that happening.
You've chosen the wrong one there.
Or the Exeter Chiefs Stadium I saw mentioned.
Look,
yeah,
there's nothing on it and we get all the money. You can take it where you like.
Yeah.
But... It might be. We need a point.
And Robin Ryan will be there.
Yeah. That's
sure,
nice.
Sure they'll be coming.
They'll be in the director's box, John. Hello there, would you like to do a 50-50 draw? I'm Ryan. On the pitch here.
Ryan Mervyn Penny, nice to meet you.
Would you like to do the 50-50 draw? Would you be interested in Gilbert meeting Gilbert Gar?
Rob, I love Redpool.
Oh, yep, had a lovely time. I've never seen one of your films, lad, but I'm sure you're doing ever so well.
A couple of talented boys.
A couple of talented boys there have turned up here with Robson Ryans. Oh, gosh.
Rob Cedric Munslow.
Hello there.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to see you. What's on?
And Yeovil Nil Southend 2 was the other one. I watched about 10 minutes of that on BT Sport, and it was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen.
Absolutely awful. They brought that Murphy on. He played for us for about 10 minutes, didn't
he? Reese Murphy.
He played for us about 10 minutes.
He was a loney and Alan
got sent back,
didn't
he? Got sent back. Yeah, he came on, scored first touch. Yeovil were poor, man.
It's a couple of Alex Fisher as well, DC, former Torquay player.
Injured.
Broke his ankle. Horrible.
He's out.
Really horrible.
And they had someone sent off.
Their keeper.
Got to drag Yeovil into it, unfortunately, Yeovil. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, not that sorry.
Not really that sorry, no. I quite like it when they think they're massive, don't they?
And then, there are games this week. We record on Tuesday, so there's Gateshead Yeovil tonight. But last night was York 1, Barnet 0.
Barnet. Well, you know what's annoying about that?
Pointless.
It was the trophy, wasn't it? Which I know you know platforms in.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't like to talk about it.
Oh, now.
So Barnet were in the trophy, played 120 minutes plus penalties,
lost,
and then played on the Monday, which because they were in the north,
northeast.
So it's sort of sensible, but you do go, well...
They did look knackered.
They did look very, very apparently. Tired. So absolutely crazy.
In the other FA Trophy semi-final, I know we know platform, it was Altrincham...
Gateshead.
Gateshead.
Mike Williamson's great Gateshead.
Gateshead won. Altrincham Jean sent me a message and I forgot to reply to her.
Oh.
How is our manager stuck on the M6 during our biggest game in 32 years?
I had a chat with her about that,
what
was
all that about?
He was stuck. He got there. It's very Vanarama, very National League. He got there with after the game kicked off.
Well, Daisy sent that to me at 3:15. So...
Yeah. Well, and then she then invited us to the final with her if they got to the final. Didn't get there.
Sorry.
Not very good anyway. Don't worry about it.
No,
FA Trophy.
You don't need it.
You can't concentrate
it's
on the
pointless.
Trophy. It's a disaster thing.
Absolutely.
Disastrous thing to concentrate
waste
on.
Of time.
There we are. Is that all the fixtures, John? Is it?
That's it then.
Marvelous.
Yeah, that's it. So it's still Wrexham top and Notts County second.
All right.
And just desperately trying to pull up the table. Wrexham top, 100 points.
Woking, is it?
And a game behind Notts County as well.
Woking,
Notts County,
Chesterfield.
97. Woking, third. Chesterfield, fourth. Barnet, fifth. Boreham Wood, sixth. Eastleigh, seventh.
Yeah.
Still lingering just outside, probably in with a chance. Bromley, Southend, Wealdstone.
I don't think Southend have got a chance.
Solihull Moors and Dagenham. Unfortunately, Altrincham, 13th, I'm ruling out. That's the point.
I'd love to be mid-table and ruled out of everything, wouldn't you, John?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OSEAMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, the National League robot has made two appearances, and he blew up, I think possibly both times. But we've managed to rebuild him again, and he joins us again now as we're going to do some Good Friday predictions, robot.
God bless you.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, look, it is the Easter weekend coming up, isn't it, robot? So
he is risen. He shall come again.
Much like you, you've been resurrected. And
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Okay. The robot's found God, which is always good. So should we do some predictions?
I predict a Wyatt.
Right, it's a Good Friday. Obviously, a very a sacred day for you, but let's do some predictions for the football. Aldershot Yeovil.
I do not feel football should be played on Good Friday. It is a sacred day.
A Barnet Bromley.
Cancel the football on Good Friday for religious reasons. It is a religious holiday.
Who's reprogrammed him? Chesterfield York?
Bless you, my child.
Dorking, Woking.
God bless you.
Halifax, Wrexham.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Gateshead, Scunthorpe.
Amen.
Notts County, Wealdstone.
Our Father, who art in Devon.
Who has reprogrammed him? Oldham, Altrincham.
May the Lord go with you. And also with you.
Solihull, Maidenhead. Southend, Maidstone.
Maidstone relegated.
Torquay, Eastleigh.
3-1, Torquay. Bournemouth. God bless you, Torquay.
Bournemouth, Dagenham.
Amen.
There we go. Robot, thank you.
God bless you.
We've not had that much religious content on here since the Reverend Plainmore. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, I don't know if you saw that we discussed with Ivor Dudney a few months ago the Cornish Space Project, which has since gone, I think the technical phrase is tits up. But we're thrilled to have the chief advisor for space travel to the Cornish Space Project with us, John Pemberton. Hello, John.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Lovely to be back on the podcast again. Great to be back here. Great to be back in work. Get my face out there.
Yeah. Millions and millions spent, John, in Cornwall. And a lot of people moved down there to work it. It's now gone bankrupt. People have been furloughed.
Well, I will say I've only just come into the space board. I've just moved on from my role as the BBC the Director General, just around the time of Gary Lineker's tweets. So that didn't go too well. So I've just come into the space board, and of course that's filed for bankruptcy, which is very unfortunate. But you know, these things can happen. So the man you really want to speak to, sort of about the sort of technical details around the time of the space launch, is my business partner Ivor Dudney, who was actually involved, at the time.
Is Ivor with you?
He's here. Yes. Yeah. We'll just get him in. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What? What's on?
So this is my business partner.
Hello,
Ivor.
There.
Ivor doing this. Ivor, it's obviously very unfortunate what's
John,
happened to the.
John, all me sheep have escaped from me field. You said you'd be my shepherd. All me sheep have escaped from me field.
Yeah. Look. You know that sort of thing can happen to us. You know, that's just.
You told me you had a shepherd experience.
I said my teams are very good at shepherding, the ball from, transition of phase to phase. But, actual sheep, it's out of my skill set.
But what's this about? Bloody space, is it? Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, we.
What's anyone want to leave Cornwall for?
You were involved at the time in the space launch, of course.
Yeah, it was all right. We all had a good time, didn't we? It was all right. Be good for tourists, got them around here. We couldn't. How do you think? No, I've never. I couldn't invent a plane to go space if you bloody asked me to.
And now, yeah, you know, look, since I've come in and my reverse Midas touch sort of continues and the company's gone bankrupt, but I don't know how we're going to find the money to pay up. I'm not too sure, but you know, we'll find a way, I'm sure.
We should have called it a spaceship for Cornwall, and then we'd have all been. All it was we put the dreams before the plans.
That feels like one you've been working on.
I'm still working on it, trying to make that one work.
I didn't feel completely improvised, to be honest, either.
I heard someone say it earlier on, and I thought, that sounds good, I'll say that, pass it over to my own. Anyway.
Well, the question is now, of course, we're lumbered with this Boeing 747, yeah. Adapted, modified
747. The plane for Cornwall.
I don't know what we're going to do with it.
We're going to fly from Newquay to Truro. It only is allowed in Cornish airspace.
Oh, it's very, you know, it's very important. I've had to park it in my back garden for now, which obviously, you know, for the neighbours is not an ideal scenario. And yeah, you know, you'll presumably go off and fly the plane. I've got to go and find myself my next job as
wherever that may be.
As the treadmill of life continues.
The treadmill of life. It's the treadmill of life. There we are. Get on, was on.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Have we any letters, John?
Yeah.
Have we?
We have.
That's nice, isn't it?
Where should
we
start?
We have letters.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you like, John. You go wherever you like.
Oof, I don't like the... This is giving me the heebie-jeebies, this.
Oh, OK.
Chris Roberts has emailed in.
Chris Roberts? No, not the old
not
Torquay
the old
owner.
Torquay
might
owner.
Be. You never know.
Shyster, scamster bloke. Yeah. Chris Roberts. Mm. Yeah. Doesn't know. His name is sort of bad juju, really.
Yeah, very bad, yeah.
Says,
yeah.
On the ice. Just wanted to say how much I've enjoyed your podcast.
Oh, that's
a
nice. Thank
show,
you.
Steve. There
thank
we go. You. I discovered it earlier in the year and started listening from the beginning, and now I'm up to date.
Wow.
I love the focus on section from the first couple of seasons. Mm. Especially the suggestions for new merchandise ranges. I don't remember any of this, really.
I mean, it's been
remember focus on.
4 years, John? 5 years?
5 years.
Quite a long time.
Yeah. Maybe even longer than that. 2017, I think. Oh, 6 years.
Goodness me. Could have been doing so much else. The focus on section was very good. And maybe we'll bring it back if we're in the National
League.
Well,
we're going to have
South.
A lot of new teams that we've never talked about
that's
if
true,
we're in
yeah.
the National
maybe
League
we'll
South.
Bring it back.
Of course, you know, who might
here
be
are,
in the National League South next
here
year? Of course, it's Hornchurch.
Here we are.
Could be
Hall
coming
Church.
Up against Hornchurch. That'll be
the
quite
old,
exciting, I think.
Stomping Ground, of course.
That'd
the Stomping
quite,
Ground Derby.
Quite looking forward to that one myself.
Old Stomping Ground, VWU Stomping Ground, of course. Stomping Ground Derby.
Hopefully that might come to pass.
Yes, of course.
Quite a few games down there in Essex,
yeah.
Of course.
As a
Concord Rangers and Ace Thurrock.
A minute's silence.
The bells of St Mary Church.
Yeah, of course.
On a distant dock.
From St Mary Church to Hornchurch. From Hornchurch to St Mary Church. My new book.
A tour of Britain's churches with me, Ray Duffy. Oh my word, look at the cloisters on this!
Oh my word! Look at the font! Oh my word!
Oh, it's gargoyles, Ian!
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, lovely.
Got a bit kiddy.
Oh, is that just, it was just a...
just an appreciation there from Chris Roberts.
Oh, Chris,
thank
on the
Chris.
Ice to you. Thank you so much.
Consider that letter number one. I think he might be. I think he might be Welsh.
Oh, maybe a Wrexham fan.
Maybe a Wrexham fan.
That's not, maybe he's trying to, not asking us for a ticket, is he?
Well,
don't sell. We're not selling. We're not going. But
not going. Gladys Gladman gets in touch.
Ah, lovely.
Says, greetings from north of the wall and on the ice. Tuesday evening's win at Boring Wood was made even better by the great performance and victory I witnessed at Hampden Park. Because it was Scotland-Spain
yes,
on the
course,
same
yeah.
night, wasn't it?
That,
yeah.
was one, that was one of the things. I was kept
2-0
getting
Scotland.
The score updated by actual Adrian Durham.
He's going around the grounds.
Had Jim Proudfoot.
You're not on the radio, Adrian.
Had Jim Proudfoot sort of commenting on the game as it was going along.
Yeah.
Adrian Durham giving me scores from out. It was like having live radio, live talk sport next to us.
You got the Moose was probably there as
Paul
well.
Paul Hawks with the odd, occasional very funny quip.
It's like a talk sport fever dream,
really
isn't
good.
It? Yeah.
Someone's shouting Selco next to me.
Anyway, yeah, to Gladys at Hampden Park, he says, being constantly updated by the family down south, it made the spectacle I witnessed even more special. Then when I got back to my car, I heard that the best player we've had in years scored the only goal for Wales. Yeah, Kiefer Moore scored
Kiefer
for Wales
Moore,
all
yes,
on the same
course,
night.
Of course, lovely.
A truly marvellous evening for an exiled goal. Hoping that the boys can continue their march towards the miracle with a win at Scunthorpe. Well, they did, Gladys.
They did, so Glad. Well done.
Sincerely hoping that your predictions for our points for the rest of the season are correct. I might yet get to see them play north of Birmingham next season.
You
kind
never
regards
know.
And take care, Gladys.
Five wins we need. Five wins from the last six games.
It is a disaster, isn't it, if you're a northern-based Torquay fan
and
we go down to the NLS.
Yeah, oh, God. Oh. There we are, yeah. Because even, like, Gloucester, they count as the north.
Yeah.
On the ice to you, Gladys. Thank
ice,
you very
Gladys.
Much.
Always appreciated. Adam Griffith, a new correspondent.
On the ice to you, Adam.
Gets in touch. Sends two letters. Let's see.
John. What? He's a new
he is.
Person.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just welcome
bit,
him.
Just a bit keen. Adam says, Graham, hi Graham. Guys.
Stop playing Hello,
Adam,
Manager.
Stop playing
Manager.
At some point, we'll tell you what that is. Hi, guys, says Adam. Finally decided to email / send the letter
yes,
in after
lovely.
A long time listening.
Very
love the
nice.
Pod and also H&J on TalkSport with Charlie.
Ah, good man.
Big
thank
fan.
You, Adam.
I'll hopefully catch you in April at Playmore, where there might be champagne on ice for my beloved Dragons. All the best to the goals and, of course, Dorking. Shut up, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, John, it started.
Shut up.
It started.
It's not...
It's unbelievable,
it was,
isn't it,
going
for
on
you?
About my green phone I saw over the
yeah,
weekend as well.
You,
someone
you
saying,
get,
oh,
you
Guile,
get it in the neck.
Were you at Wembley for the Papa
yeah,
John's
for the Papa
final?
John's with your green
no,
phone.
No, I was laughing.
Wow.
Laughing at Argyle's 4-0 yeah, defeat.
Didn't even get a Sherpa van out of it. thanks very much.
Oh,
welcome.
Adam also
What's
follows
the,
it
oh,
up
yes.
by saying, by the way, chat, I've... Myself and three others have managed to get tickets for the game. Accommodation all booked. Looking forward to
Good
a brilliant
news.
Weekend
well,
on the English Riviera.
Very pleased for you, Adam. That doesn't count. It counts as one letter because a PS does not count
it
as
doesn't count,
second
yes.
letter. But
no,
one
no,
letter
no.
for you, Adam. And also, you won't need us next year because you'll be out of the National League.
Yeah.
So, you know.
People will say,
a short
Humphrey
stay.
Kern will say, who?
A short stay.
Never heard
we'll
of it.
We'll say to him, on the ice, and he'll go, what? Non-league shit.
That's true. That's why we're not going to the game, really, because we know
yeah,
that
don't need
once,
them.
Once they've won the trophy, Matt, they're going, Humphrey!
Turn
Humphrey!
They will turn their back on us.
Humphrey!
And he's Humphrey, and that'll be it.
Just walked off.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Forgetting we're even there.
Very nice.
Alan Wills, finally.
Ah, lovely to see Alan the
touch.
Other night.
With, I think, a bit of audio, so I'm just going to click download
okay,
and get
now.
This downloading now, because it could be a bit of fun.
Could be a good old Alan.
From Alan.
Very nice.
Why does it always
it
go?
It was football
no,
fans
know.
At their best at the weekend. I don't know if you saw Alan's very,
yes.
Very personal
heartfelt, yeah.
And heartfelt tweet that he sent
yeah.
out, and everyone was with you, Alan, and I was pleased that so many people got in touch with you on Twitter, and we're all with you, and it's very impressive the way you've lived your life, and I think that. That result was for
it
was for you, I think,
for
Al.
You,
yeah.
Alan. Clearly, the lads saw it. They knew what they were doing.
They did, definitely.
Alan gets in touch to say, on the ice, John and Charlie. Well, I was so inspired by Paul Hawksby making up I Predict a Wyatt
okay.
at Boreham Woods that it got me all creative in making up my own chant.
Oh, Alan. I've just said nice things about you as well.
I gave a sneaky preview to a few people on the train up to Scunthorpe on Saturday, but Jules reckoned it needed a bit of work. I've done a recording. So it's, Alan sounds like he's been in the studio.
Alan's...
He tweaked it.
Imagine if he's like full, like, you know, he's hired.
So
I
went to
Abbey Road.
The BBC Philharmonic came in.
Go on then, Alan.
I think
it's never normally worked. I think this has only ever worked once. People have sent us in a song and we've gone, yes, that's quite good.
I think it's about Frank Newbell. Is all I can see
oh,
from
yeah,
the title
well,
of the
good,
file.
Yeah.
It says Frankie Newbell. He's our ...
Okay.
And I can't read the rest of it. So let's okay. see what happens here when I press play. Is Alan on the instruments as well.
Brimful of Newbell. That's the song.
It's Brimful of Asher, isn't it?
Brimful of Asher, isn't it? Long intro
didn't
for a
edit
chant.
It. Alan, did
Alan? Okay.
He's massive. He plays like a dream. The yellow army scream. Frankie Newbley. He's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the light. Frankie Newbley, he's up 45.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
I was thinking, how does
yeah.
this link?
Frankie Newbley's 45.
Oh, I like
yeah.
it. only needs the chorus. Excellent. That's it. There's not more, is there? He's massive. Oh, it's the same.
I like it.
Alan, got
a good voice.
Frankie Newblay is R45 is a great. He's the one that keeps the dream
alive from the morning. Come on, everybody.
End of the line. Frankie Newblay is R45. Frankie Newblay is a 45. I mean, we're not a talky Frankie podcast. This feels quite talky.
It's been fortified by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Fortified. Doesn't need work. This is perfect.
That's great.
Alan.
That's it. Alan.
Excellent.
Graham. Alan.
Graham.
Fantastic.
Stop playing Alan, manager.
Alan,
listen to Alan
work.
Wills.
Fantastic.
Frankie Newblay is our 45.
He is our 45.
We're all there for that. Matty Hayward, who is a foff, has threatened to have 45 tattooed on his face if we stay out.
Quite drastic measure,
quite
isn't
quite a
it?
Lot, yeah. Isn't it?
Why has he got 45? You do not remember Frank Newley played five times for us.
No goals.
Didn't score. but just general vibes that he brought us through, brought some good feeling.
Frank Newbley's got a podcast, John. We should see if we can get him on.
I know.
At some point.
We've got him and Ben Wyatt.
See if he sticks around.
A couple of podcasters playing for us
stay
now.
Up. See if we stay up. Ben Wyatt. I predict a Wyatt.
Is
that it, John? How do people send us
That's
a letter?
It, God,
How
I'm
do people send us a letter?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
At NatOpsPod. Hand us something. Talk to us if you want to play a game.
Yeah, I'll see you at Maidenhead.
Trying to get to play more.
I'm going to be at Maidenhead
Definitely
on Monday.
Going to Maidenhead.
Big
trying
time.
To get to play more Friday. Definitely going to Maidenhead, though.
I'm going to actually go outside and book my tickets right now.
Are you? Maidenhead?
Yeah.
Do you think we have to book tickets? It's not a Wrexham situation.
It doesn't feel like it's going to sell out, but I'm going to get them anyway. Because
what
I'm
a
like,
lovely podcast, John.
Like to
on the ice!
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.